Most symphony concert programs include a concerto, a piece for a soloist to step out in front of the orchestra to show off his or her abilities and artistic vision. This weekend's concert by the Peoria Symphony Orchestra has a concerto on the program, but it's a little different than usual because of the piece and who is playing the role of soloist. WCBU's Jonathan All reports.
The Lark Ascending is a piece for violin and orchestra by Ralph Vaughan Williams. It's inspired by a poem by the same name written by English poet George Meredith. Unlike other concertos, it's relatively short and features the violin in a leading role, but not in the standard flashy and dominant way of many concerti. The PSO is also featuring one of its own on the program, concertmaster Marcia Henry. As she practices the piece in her studio at Bradley University, she says there's a different approach to this kind of concerto.
But this piece has definite pictorial aspects to it because the composer gave it a programmatic title, The Lark Ascending, and he based it on poetry. So he obviously was trying to paint a picture with both the orchestra and the solo violin, the solo violinist being the lark throughout the piece. And because Vaughan Williams was so steeped in English folk music, it has that very, you know, sound of being right there in England.
The early 20th century piece is based largely on two themes. The first and main theme sets the mood for the piece. The second theme comes in later, and the violin never plays the entire melody, but starts it out before the orchestra picks it up. Henry says, in addition to the themes, much of her part in The Lark Ascending is to portray the lark in a way that may have more to do with imagery and impressions than with melodic content.
But, I mean, I have all these twittering moments that are certainly not melodic.
Can you play a little of the twitter?
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that.
So, yeah, that's obviously almost like a bird darting in and out
right.
of the canopy when, right. when the orchestra's laying out the bed of what's going on.
There. Right, and the triangle in that part I just played, the triangle has a really important part. Every other measure they go, ding, right before I take off on some of my trills, and then you have a little melody. That goes in the orchestra and trades back and forth with me while other people are trilling and things like that. The strings have some of that trilling too, although in a more subdued manner.
In a way, is it more interesting to play a piece like this than one where, you know, you're just out there in front the whole time and it's all about you and everyone else is just the accompaniment? Is it more interesting to kind of have that give and take and back and forth?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big fan of collaboration. I love doing recitals with pianists where it's not purely a solo violin piece with an accompaniment. And many of the concertos of violin repertoire do have important orchestra parts, but this one is very interactive with the soloist and the orchestra, and I really like that, to share those ideas.
The Lark Ascending is the shortest piece on the concert that includes Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 8, The Unfinished, and Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, The Scottish. David Commande is the music director of the Peoria Symphony and will be conducting this weekend's concert. He says while The Lark Ascending is a different kind of concerto, it was chosen because of how it links the two symphonies.
We have a program that's about the German Romantic in some ways. We have Mendelssohn and Schubert, but at the same time, there is something of a folk connection for both Mendelssohn and Schubert in their inspiration. And Vaughan Williams, although the piece was written in 1914, it has a very 19th century feel to it in some ways.
The Lark Ascending often ends up on Pops concerts and on the greatest hit CDs of classical music that some purists may look down on. But Commande says the subtle mood of the piece fits in well with the program and gives the audience something different.
This is a more inward program. It's not a lowered scope of human experience or even depth of emotion, but the means of expression are smaller. We have a smaller orchestra. We have fewer brass, just two of each wind, for example. And The Lark is a piece which lends itself to that kind of framework.
Commande says he's also excited about giving concertmaster Henry an opportunity to step out in front of the orchestra as its soloist. The PSO usually has guest soloists perform on each concert and has recently featured such big names as Antonio Pompobaldi and Yo-Yo Ma. Henry says there's a little added pressure soloing in front of her own orchestra, but she says she relishes the opportunity to bring the same level of excitement as a guest soloist would bring.
I hope, you know, even though I'm the local, I can be inspirational to the audience and the orchestra. And also it's just a wonderful chance for me to get to stand up and play a different kind of role in the concert.
Henry will have an interesting challenge usually not associated with a classical music performance. She will play the second half of the concert dressed in the traditional all-black attire, but will be decked out in something flashier for her role as soloist. That means a quick outfit change for the concertmaster.
We only have a short intermission in between, so I'll do something different that I can switch to the all-black by the second half. I mean, I guess I could just go out and get a real diva dress that's black and wear it in the first half, but I don't think so. So you'll see some color in the first half, let's just say.
Marcia Henry and the Peoria Symphony Orchestra will perform The Lark Ascending by Rafe Vaughan Williams Saturday night at 8 o'clock in the Peoria Civic Center Theater. The program also includes Symphony No. 8 by Franz Schubert and Symphony No. 3 by Felix Mendelssohn. I'm Jonathan Aull, WCBU News.